try and try and answer, but.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Boyne County Board of Supervisors, July 28th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? People, department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. The absentee request forms for the general election are still coming in. They're coming in quite regularly. I just need to make note that the Dropbox that we have out on the brown Dropbox that we have, it's for county business only, and it's not for City of Burlington parking tickets. Those need to be dropped off at City Hall in front of City Hall or the police department or the parking lot at Third and Washington. I've had to run a couple of them down to their other Dropbox because when the girls go down to empty the Dropbox, there's been a couple of parking tickets in there, so.
Did you take 15?
I don't know if they think that it goes.
Take a 15% service charge out of them?
Not yet, not yet. And then also, the new election site is working well. We have received a couple of poll worker inquiries, except they're for Polk County, not Polk County, so I've had to transfer.
Will they drive down?
No, they just Googled Des Moines and see Des Moines County, so they think they're in the right area, so I transferred those up to Polk County. No, emailed Bob. So, anyway, that's about it. We're just still working away and preparing for the general election.
There's been some talk about they're gonna have to put two stamps. Have you heard anything about that?
I've had questions about that, and all of our ballots, when we mail out the ballots, the county pays, we put the stamp on to mail the ballots out. And when they return their ballot, postage is paid, so nobody has to put any stamps on their absentee ballot when they return it.
That's what I told my head, somebody tell me yesterday, no, that's not what it says. I said, you gotta go to listen to social media.
And I don't know if that came from another state or what, but yeah, we don't, nobody has to pay to return their absentee ballots anymore, and in the state of Iowa. Unless you want it overnighted or something like that, but that's your own if you don't trust the postage, or we got Dropboxes, so you don't have to use any postage. Okay?
Colin Gerst, IT.
Doing pretty good, keeping busy like always. I'd like to thank all the department heads for getting a lot of the offices motivated to take our little security assessment. Here either today or tomorrow, and I'm gonna send an email about this here probably later today, but we're gonna push out a little button in everyone's Outlook. It's called Official Alert Button. So if they see something suspicious now, they can click on it, it'll automatically delete it, throw the email into their deleted items, and also shoot us a copy of it for us to analyze to see, you know, maybe where it's coming from. Especially if we get a lot that are coming from the same source, we're gonna try to be a little bit more proactive and try to block those as well, so.
There'll be a button on the screen that we can.
Only within Outlook, so. Like you guys' iPads, I don't think you use the actual Outlook app. I think you guys use the built-in one, so that one won't work. But everyone else in the county that uses Outlook at their desk, they'll have a button to basically take care of anything that they see that's a fish, so. Because we get a lot of emails in that people forward us saying, hey, this looks kind of, you know, silly, or hey, this looks like it might be bad. This makes it a little easier for them and makes it a little easier for us to see what's being reported.
How'd the county do on the test?
Well, it wasn't really a test per se, it was an assessment.
Questions.
So. Overall, like some of the stuff that I think we need to focus on is password authentication and just overall internet usage. Most everyone actually did pretty well on like the email security questions, so I guess we must be hitting over the head pretty good. But I don't know, give us some pretty good feedback, so.
I'm taking
the test. Brian.
Thanks, Colin.
Yep.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I would like to say with the governor's proclamation that she signed last Friday, the 24th, that continues to impact many services that we do. The property taxes, the sections that were in the proclamation were extended through this Friday, July 31st. So property taxes that were due in March now must be paid by this Friday, the 31st, to avoid penalty. And then motor vehicle registrations and renewals, that ended with this last proclamation, but there's still a window there of time where people can get in if they had, say, registrations from January, to get in and get those renewed to avoid penalty, same with title transfers. So if anyone has any questions, you know, don't hesitate to give us a call about the property taxes or motor vehicle. But as busy as we've been, I think most people are getting these things done, and this, I hope isn't much of a concern as far as the motor vehicle part goes. And I would mention too that we did mail out notices of unpaid taxes since the proclamation suspended those provisions to notify a tax sale, which hasn't happened. But just so as a courtesy, so that people, they may have forgotten. That happens a lot. They forget that March installment. So as a courtesy, we mailed those out, and we have seen a lot of payments coming in as a result of that. So but that's all I have to report.
Thanks, Janelle. Ryan Carter.
Good morning. Projects are moving along. Started or going to finish pouring the second bridge deck up on Mediapolis Road this morning. And they'll move over and pour the other half of the approaches on the east bridge after that. And so that'll let them move on and start working on the approaches and the asphalt, hopefully, on the west one. So the west one's got more work. It's got some grading to be done and stuff. So hopefully 2 to 3 weeks. Time will tell and see how things go. They really got to get on it if they want that, but otherwise they're going to be into some liquidated damages after that. So, Upper Flint, we're hoping to pour that tomorrow. They'll try to do it all in one day, but if they can't, they'll finish up Thursday. And then there's some, and it'll be a long day if they pull that off. So then they got some patching and some tie-in work to do. So that's at least a couple weeks, maybe a little bit longer away, but it is making headway. North Gear is open, so get a chance to run through there. It's a great improvement, I'd say. So a bad time of year. We obviously finished up the shaping did really well. The seating, we're still seeing what comes in and what doesn't. So some of it is growing, so hopefully we'll see it take off, and if it doesn't, we'll have to deal with it this fall when the conditions are a little bit better for growing. Other than that, plenty of other stuff going on, but those are the headliners, I guess.
Thank you. Yep. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning, everyone. We're just staying busy and getting ready for jury trials that, as far as we know, are still set to begin in the middle of September. We'll be working on kind of the logistics of that. The jury trial task force left everything pretty flexible, so county courthouses could each kind of manipulate everything to what works for our courtrooms. Obviously, what works here might not work in Van Buren County, etc. So we're going to be working on that. We did, on our first day of district court in-person hearings, have a defendant who was sentenced to prison test positive. So we started kind of figuring out how we would handle those situations when we have possible exposures. That was last Monday, I believe. Krista's office was very helpful in telling us probably what we needed to do and what we didn't necessarily need to do. And then we also had a law enforcement officer doing some undercover work who was exposed as well, and then didn't know it till after I was in discussing cases with him the next morning. So we're kind of, as our office continues to have more contact with law enforcement and the public, and we're kind of really developing our own internal procedures for how we're going to handle those exposures. But it's working pretty good so far. We have instituted a mask policy. Basically, anybody who comes through our side doors to the main office, including law enforcement, have to wear masks. I'm also making our folks inside wear masks when they're in common areas. Again, with us doing in-person hearings now, we don't always know what we're encountering. So just trying to keep everybody in the office safe. The last thing we want to do is have to quarantine 15 people, you know, the second week of September. That would not be good. So we're trying to take proactive measures to make sure we keep everybody healthy. We are interviewing for our open position. We've had a couple good resumes, and then we're still working on our CARPEL implementation. Still on track to get that done in October. Other than that, plodding along.
Thanks, Lisa. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. Still working on our urban construction, road construction project, trying to find some loopholes there and some things that we can do to help protect those guys. Also working on the annual report. So we all know that this last year has been a little crazy. You don't realize just how crazy it is until you start putting it all down in paper. So that will be done here pretty soon, presented to my board so we can get it out to you guys and you can see everything that's gone on in the last year. So that's about that.
Do you have any update on what you told us about the gentleman getting hit last week?
He was charged with a minor assault and then driving down the road on the wrong side. But I'm looking at all the different things. They're sending me some stuff on what the law states. I want to make sure that I'm updated on all that, and then we'll figure out how we can make those changes and make it to where, because it's got to where it's happening a lot more often. You know, people do not respect the guys that are out on the road doing the construction work. I know it's an inconvenience, I get that, but those guys are doing their job. They need to be able to maintain safety, and people causing these kind of incidents to happen, there's no excuse for it. So we'll keep fighting it until we can make some changes and make it really hurt if somebody's involved in causing injury to one of those guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angie. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Keeping busy, nothing really to report at this time. I know in August there's going to be, Hope Haven's going to turn their residential care facility into a dual diagnosis program, so looking forward to seeing that starting, but nothing else to report.
Thanks, Ken. Lisa Hazel, Moy County Recorder.
Good morning. We've just been keeping busy with, besides customers and that, trying to get all the old records indexed and scanned in and indexed and on the computer. So we've done most of our aperture cards. We still have mortgages and miscellaneous aperture cards to do, but we've done tens of thousands of records already, and we've got those in the computer. And so we've just been keeping real busy with that and just trying to move along with it and get more done. So that's about it.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Krista Pogelman, Public Health.
Good morning. We also continue to be busy. We're still doing the serology testing, and then also still supporting the schools and local health partners with them getting their plans ready for the fall. Thank you, Colin and his team, for helping us set up those WebEx meetings. That makes it much easier. Just want to continue reminding the public to social distance and good hand hygiene. I think that's going to be important as we go into the fall.
Thank you.
Kristen, is our neighbor, you know, when I read this in the paper updates, you know, on this here, they'll tell we got 137 cases or 140, but it doesn't tell how many are recovered a lot of times. So then we really don't know how many cases are still active. Is there any data on that any place?
There isn't. You know, on that site, it says recovered, and the site's down this morning. I tried to get on to get those exact numbers. We have, the problem is now, it used to be recovered was when they came out of isolation, but now it's after 28 days after they've been exposed. So unfortunately, it doesn't really say who's active, because after 10 days, they're out of isolation. So those numbers aren't accurate anymore at all. We're probably right around that 20 that we're still following at this point in time. But again, the site now does 28 days instead of 10 days. They've changed that system, and I know they're getting ready to switch over to a whole new system starting August 1, so.
Yeah, that early this morning, they had us at 131 positives for Des Moines County, I believe.
And we are seeing probably one to two cases a day. Again, a lot of that is close family contact, like in the house and those type of things, but.
Thanks, Krista. Thanks, Krista. Anybody on the?
I have a couple. Jared Lassiter, land use.
Jared Lassiter, land use.
Good morning. Nothing really significant to report, but busy in general. I'm working on the ordinance update as well as a few new inquiries and permit applications. We do have a minor subdivision out for review, just put that out like last week. It'll probably be these two more weeks. We'll have this ICAP workshop event, obviously remotely later this week, that addresses the recent zoning, county zoning changes at the state level. We're obviously very familiar with that. There was some more to it than just the residential location of the members of the zoning commission, so potentially there could be some helpful information there as we update the ordinances in general. We'll see if there's any valuable information there that we could incorporate into our ordinance update. Apart from that, I don't have anything significant to report.
Thanks, Jared.
Jackie Meyer, clerk of court.
Jackie Meyer, clerk of court.
Good morning. I don't really have a whole lot new to report, other than we've been very busy. Like Lisa Schaefer had mentioned earlier, we're busy trying to figure out, with the jury trials recommencing in September, you know, what our procedures are going to be as far as greeting jurors coming into the courthouse. We will be getting ready to, if that September 14th date stays as it is, we'll be getting ready to send out jury summons here pretty quickly, so folks should pay attention to the mail. They'll be getting their postcards again. But other than that, just real busy.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
I don't think I missed anybody. I think Krista covered COVID-19 for us. Correspondence.
I have none.
See none. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $1,425.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a compensation board appointment or reappointment of Dwayne Worthy. Represent the supervisors on the compensation board.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have an abatement of taxes request from the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport. This was that building that had been condemned. They needed that property for the.
It's a house that went up on sheriff's sale, and they purchased it. And I believe it's in her letter. She might have stated, I believe it's in their air zone.
Yeah, where the zone. Yeah, I have to have it in the flight zone. Yeah, I know they've been trying to. Anyway, have a request to abate. Property parcel 16-20-151-003, purchased at the January 7th or Des Moines County Sheriff's foreclosure sale. On January 16th, application for property tax exemption was submitted to the county assessor. She's writing to request the abatement of the second half of the 2018 and 2019 property taxes on said taxes on said property. And any further tax assessments on Southeast Iowa Regional Airport Authority owned property. The 427-1 exemptions, Iowa Code, the following classes of property shall not be taxed, and 427.1 5.13, public airports, any lands, the use of which without charge or compensation to the holder of the legal title thereto, thereto has been granted to and accepted by the state or any political subdivision thereof for airport and aircraft commanding area purposes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
We have a closed session to discuss litigation per Iowa Code 21.5, paragraph 1, subsection C.
Move to go in closed session.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Back hopefully shortly. Thank you for your patience.
I'm going to go out of closed session.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Closed session was in regards to a property at 2759 Mount Pleasant Street, Rafiki Hotels LLC, parcel 11-31-101-045. There was an overpayment of $33,942.22 on the September tax payment. So, if the board chooses, we can abate that overpayment, and the abatement will apply to the March 2020 payment due of $29,245.78, and the balance of the abatement will go as a credit of $4,696.44 on the payment due in September 2020.
Move to approve the abatement.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel actions. BJ, if you want, yeah, go ahead and grab one of those.
Thank you, folks. There you go. Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care.
Okay, we have personnel actions. We have a personnel action for the auditor, Angie Pates. It is Pates, isn't it? Is it?
Pates.
Pates. Okay, Angie Pates. Clerk 2, a 12-month step increase. Previous rate was $31,133.96. The new rate is $31,817.25.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
We have the Sheriff's Office regarding new reserve deputy hires. Please be advised that effective July 28, 2020, the following will be our new reserve deputies within the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office. They will be paid the usual sum of $1 per year. James Lee Pleasant, Joseph Arthur Bowman. Thank you for your attention with this matter. Sincerely, Mike Johnstone, Sheriff.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Besides approving this, we ought to issue a thank you to those gentlemen. That's a lot of work for a dollar a year.
Especially in today's environment.
Yes. Reports, we have the jail statistics for June 2020. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review, either in person or electronically. We have minutes for the regular meeting of July 21st, 2020. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Abstain.
Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports?
I did a regional planning meeting this week.
Had a community action. Had an Iowa workforce board, and then I had a chief executive officer board for the Iowa workforce meeting. So everything's moving along fine. We're going to have a meeting, so all the board, new boards from the four northern counties and us four southern counties here get together in August sometimes in Muscatine. And when we do, you two are invited up there so you can meet the board. I'll keep informed on that.
Thank you. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to ask a question or make a comment, you may email the Board of Supervisors at borddmcounty.com, that's BORD@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4, that's 319-753-8203, extension 4, and we will give you 2 minutes to make that call or that email.
Rodney sent out a note. He called the girls and just wanted me to remind you of the same thing that I'd already mentioned, that the Dropbox is not for meeting tickets.
You just can't pass anything that is inconsistent with the state.
Calling that assessor.
There's the sheriff.
That last thing, do you disagree, strongly agree, or in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Oh, I thought you
I don't know, I might have put agreed, but I don't know if I had everything right.
Yeah, it's fine. Like I said, we weren't really trying to make it like a test for everybody,
yeah.
Just more of trying to feedback on where everyone's kind of sitting or how comfortable they feel they are with certain stuff. So.
Primary thing I learned in school, as I recall, is that on a multiple choice test, if you don't know, you answer C.
Yeah.
Actually, the University of Iowa back in the mid-90s did a study on college multiple choice test, and it's always B or the longest answer.
Oh, well, I was well out of school in the 90s. I had to go without that study.
That's
too bad.
You went to law school, right?
No, in law school, you don't have the right answer, you have the best answer. Because they're all four right, you just have to decide which one is the best answer.
I'd be in trouble.
It's all a matter of opinion, right?
That's like asking
exactly.
My wife a question. She's, there might be a difference of opinion, but she always has the best answer. 2 minutes are up. With an aye, we're adjourned. We're adjourned. We have a work session.